On the wireless communication CD-ROM, our guest is Professor Boris Tsibakov with the Russian Academy of Sciences. He worked in information theory, developed coding strategies for defective memories, also worked quite a lot in random access problems, studied the ALOA protocol and invented the stack algorithm. Boris, can you explain to us what is the history of all these random access schemes?
I remember very well the beginning of the 70s. When it was well understood by the communication engineers the importance of multiple access problem for communication and for computer networks. And the first pioneering paper on this subject was done by Professor Norman Abramson from Hawaii University. He invented well-known algorithm for the multiple access algorithm ALOHA, and it is interesting to say that the same algorithm was invented also approximately at the same time in Russia, but was published in secret literature. In Russia at that time we had a number of journals for the communication which were published secretly, and I cannot even now to say you authors and the number of this journal and the title of the journal, but it is historically historical truth. But nevertheless, maybe I am only one person who knows about this secret papers now. I appreciate very much Norman Abramson algorithm and attributed this algorithm to Norman. Nevertheless, I was not at the 70s, satisfied completely with this algorithm, because it was understood the inefficiency of this algorithm. Inefficiency was in the fact that ALOHA algorithm used not inefficiently feedback. This algorithm needs feedback because user needs to know whether its packet was in conflict or it was successful. But user does not use this feedback efficiently, and as a result, this algorithm is not stable when it is applied to the infinite population model. And understanding this, I tried to invent something new which was more efficient. With my graduate at that time, he was a graduate, Mikhailov, we invented three algorithms, and that algorithm was first algorithm with a stable behavior. Independently of us, and at the same time, Bob Gallagher, graduate Kapitanakis, invented the same algorithm, and we were surprised how our results were similar to Kapitanakis' results. But after this, I also was not satisfied with these three algorithms, and the reason was because user needs to sense a channel from the beginning of the work of the channel, but not from the beginning of the work of its particular user. And it was a starting point to invent stack algorithm.